Is this cold or death?
Yes, the two that are together are
withdrawals. Oh, withdrawals. Okay. Jazz, is over.
I now bring this town board to order at 7 p.m. on April 9th. First, let's have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all for joining us. A few things to note. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items together for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All matters taken in this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning or the Clark County Planning Commission. This is a recommendation board. We are not a final decision board. Please turn off and mute all your cell phones or other electronics. Please double check that. Take all private conversations outside the room. You can go to the lobby there or there. For the record, note that all board members are in attendance except for Susan, who is excused. And our secretary is also out. staff introductions.
Juan Vasquez, Park County Commissioner Jim Gibson's office. Judith Rodriguez, Comprehensive Planning, Clark County.
Okay. Item number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address. Is there anyone who would like to speak at this time? Seeing none, we'll move forward. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes for March 26, 2024?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of March 26 of 2024.
So we have a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Action passes. Do we have a motion for approval of the agenda for April 9th?
Madam Chair, I'd move to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting with the withdrawal of item 3, ZC-230522, AutoZone, Inc., and item 4, VS-230523, AutoZone, Inc.
We have a motion to approve the agenda with the following change of moving items 3 and 4. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So if you are here for items 3 and 4, they are not going to be held tonight. They've been withdrawn, which means they will be brought, we don't know when they're going to be brought back. So if you're here for that, you can leave now, or you can stay and join us for the rest of the meeting.
Is there a copy of the agenda? We've never been here before.
I usually ask that question. So.
Thank you. They're always there.
Are there any informational items?
Nope.
All right.
We're good.
We're just going to wait for a minute to get their stuff. It's out there. All right. Moving on to item 6. Just kidding. Planning and zoning. So item 1, SC240083, Treasure Island LLC, street name change to change the name of an existing entrance drive of a resort hotel, Treasure Island, from Sirens Cove Boulevard to Mystere Dreams Avenue, generally located on the south side of Spring Mountain Road and the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south within Paradise. Please come and grab the microphone, state your name and address for the record.
Hi, I'm Don Boss. 11639 Suburban Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89135. I'm here on behalf of Treasure Island to change our street name, Cyrus Cove Boulevard, to Mystere Dreams Avenue. And we did get preliminary approval from the Fire Command Center on the name change.
Okay. all we got?
That's all I got for now.
All right.
Do you have any questions?
Is there any help? Is there any questions in the public? Seeing none, closing the public, opening it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff condition.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff condition. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
You go to Planning Commission on the 7th.
Yes, thank you.
Item number 2, UC240073 McLeod Real Estate LLC, use permit for a vocational training facility in conjunction with an existing office building on 0.7 acres in a CP commercial professional zone, generally located on the east side of Pecos McLeod Interconnect and south side of Saddle Avenue within Paradise. Please come up, grab the microphone, state your name and address for the record.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Peter Gilkey, 5804 Travis Green Lane, Austin, Texas. And we're here to apply for a special use permit to operate a medical assisted program from the current medical practice during hours that it does not operate its normal business. And no changes to the property whatsoever. Classes are held on Saturdays, and the practice is conducted Monday through Fridays. And it's a great opportunity to teach young people a new skill and hopefully usher them into a new career.
Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board.
Property's done. It was only a couple blocks from my house. I'm glad to see something's going in there. So I have no objection.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. Preliminary conditions? I didn't hear what.
Staff.
Preliminary staff conditions.
All right, we have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
You go to Planning Commission on the 7th.
Thank you so much.
It's really nice to have paper. Again, items 3 and 4 are being withdrawn, so we're moving on to item 5. UC240054, J.P. Morgan Bridge Irrevocable Trust and Woodard Tarinta TRS use permit for exotic wildlife in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 2.6 acres in an RS20 single residence family 20 zone, generally located on the south side of Raquendo Road, approximately 620 feet east of Land Boulevard within Paradise. I'm just going to use both. I'm dying. No one's turned it on. Yeah. State your name and address for the record and then present your story.
To reorder, the address is 4100 East Road.
Sorry, can I
get it again? Trinidad. Las Vegas, by 89120. And I'm applying for a special use permit for an exotic
Is that all you have to say? What, you don't tell us what animal it is? Or
Sorry. It's a thorough.
It's a what?
A silver cat.
What is that?
Like a cat that's like the size of a dollar.
How many pounds?
That's a really good question. I can.
Let's
just curious.
Wait,
I think.
Yeah. Wants to say.
Let's hold on. We'll ask. So, are there any questions from the public at this moment?
Google. I don't have the cat. Yeah,
so we can get that when we get to our report. So.
I'm not sure we could understand what the.
So it's a serval?
Serval.
Cat, which is a large cat that's similar to the size of a dog. So that's what she said. I'm just repeating on the microphone.
How many people are here for this item? Yeah.
Okay.
And how many want to speak on the item?
Question.
Okay, how many are in favor and how many are in favor?
Maybe the question's answered first, because that, or whether we're in favor or not, we depend on.
I'm just wondering why you're here before we get started.
Information.
Okay, that's all?
Well, and to vote.
Okay. Because we have to open it up to the public if you want to ask questions for the Chinese to know.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to speak?
That's why I was making sure you were done with your presentation, that you had said all you wanted to say. So you have? That's all you want to go on? Okay. So when we open it to the public, you are going to ask your questions. We will close it to the public. She will answer the questions. There will be no more questions from the public after that point. The board will then take questions. So there will be no follow-up questions from you. You just ask all your questions. She will answer, then the board will ask questions, just to be clear. All right, so we're opening up to the public. Who would like to speak? Yeah, so you grab the microphone, you will state your name and address for the record. You will ask your question, and then we'll move on to the next person. Okay? Yeah, you grab, yeah, we only have one.
Good evening, Anula Wildridge, 4328 Morillo Street. My question is, because I'm not really familiar with cervals, but it is a wild animal, so my question is, what is in place to ensure public safety? Thank you.
Okay, the next person would like to ask a question.
Right now,
no, you're waiting. We're going to get all the questions, and then we're going to answer them. This is... Okay. State your name and address.
Constance Kelly, 5818, Kai de Onra, Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to know if the cat is dangerous and what is its place of origin.
Okay. And then I saw a hand back there, so... State your name and address for the record.
Thank you. Sean Forbush, 5845 South Gateway Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. My question is, it was my understanding that this address had already had these types of cats, and that there had been prior escapes, and I wonder if that's the same owner or what the situation is there.
Okay. Anyone else who would like to ask questions on this item? Okay, stand up.
I'd like to know more about the animal that's going to be here,
okay. What
its habitat is, what its habits are, what it eats, and if we could get that, that would help me understand.
Yep, and just one real quick thing, your name and address.
Oh, I'm sorry. Roger Kelly, 5818 Valley de Honor in Los Angeles.
Awesome. Anyone else who has any questions or have all the questions been covered? You can ask the question regardless of what it is. Okay, state your name and address for the record.
Diane Marble, 4260 Central Avenue. Mm-hmm. So I am familiar with animals. I've read that house in the past, and I'm just wondering if this is the only wild exotic animal there will be. In the past, there were several others, and what precautions there are to protect it, and if animal control will be inspecting. I'm kind of more on the side of the animal. I want to make sure that the owners know how to take care of them and that they follow through with that.
Okay. Does anyone else want to speak on this item? All right. One last call. Any more questions? Once I close to the public, you will not be allowed to speak on this. Seeing none, I close to the public. And then open to the board. So if you could start answering those questions, which, what is the safety record? Is it dangerous in the origin? There were prior escapes on this lot, or same owner or a different owner? Animal habitats, is this going to be the only animal? And what precautions or animal control habits are going to be taken care of? So whatever order you want to answer that in.
So yes, it's a different owner, one cat.
So what safety precautions are going to be taken so that there's no more escapes? I know it's a different owner, but we still have to consider that.
So I have like two pages for the safety.
Okay,
let's
go.
Okay. So before an emergency, the cat will be microchipped, and it will have the address and my contact number on it. Yes, animal control will be involved. They have to say how the cages can be built. So most likely there may be back house that the cat is able to, I should have drew a picture, but the cat is able to basically be in the house and enter the backyard without like being out and accidentally getting out, if that makes any sense. As far as what it eats chicken, raw chicken, and as far as where it's coming from, the breeder is in South. As far as caring for the animals, I have over like 19 years of caring for the animals.
With the specific animal?
Yeah.
Well, not the specific animal, but breed.
The sorrel. Yeah. As far as danger, they look scary, but they're not. They're very, very loyal to their owner. They're really like just big cats. That's the best way. Like they're like babies.
And I believe the question about origin was more like where are they native to and what sort of habitat do they naturally be in rather than where you're getting yours. So like where does the serval originate from? Africa, Asia, Antarctica?
That I'm not 100% sure. I would assume Africa, but I'm really not sure. I just know that they're breeder.
Okay.
She has her own, like she's been breeding for years. Like she's both on breeding, she's the one that just kind of educated me on everything. So she, they even from her, because she breeds them. She has, they have,
okay.
She has boys, girls, but she breeds them. She's only three dogs.
So you're unfamiliar with their origins and the natural habitat of these animals?
I mean, out there, naturally, they'd be outside.
Yes. But the habitat of Nevada is very different than the habitat of Maine. That's, I think, more of like what is the natural surrounding that this animal would normally be in is kind of the, you know.
I would assume Africa.
Okay.
Yeah, they are from Africa.
Is there anyone on the board with more specific questions before I think we've gotten through the list.
Are we just...
Yeah.
Whatever questions you would like now. It's open to...
I just close it to the public.
Before I did the whole read of the questions. I promise.
So on this property, you have not had any of exotic animals prior to this?
The previous owner did, yeah.
Okay. So you're a totally different applicant. You've never owned a wild animal or exotic animal? This is your first, or have you had one in the past?
No, this is my first.
Okay.
That I've cared for them.
My concern with it being, and I know that I'm looking at the property, do you have a picture of where he's or she is going to be housed? I mean, because you're saying about a house outside and then it can come and go in and out of the house. I'm confused how it's being contained from cats like to climb. They need to wander. They need to hunt. I mean, these animals, even natural cats that live indoors need to, that makes them happy and healthy. They need to hunt and they like to be up high.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the security of this property and where you're going to house it, that worries me.
I have pictures in my phone.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have, you can pop them under there and it'll display up there for everyone to look at.
Let's see. Let me start with the site map.
Oh, you don't have other applicants.
I mean, I can.
You okay?
I
see
more pictures, but I can. But this is a site map, so I can tell you what
they are. Okay. So walk us through it.
So this right here is the front of the house. So the backyard, which is this part right here, this.
Oh yeah, can you go to the microphone? It's okay, I'll do the same thing if I have a handle. I'll quit with it.
So this right here is a door. This is a door that actually opens. So in the past, there was a cage that went all the way around this part right here, which this is the living room part. So the cat can come out through here, go outside if he wants, and then all right here are actually dog kennels. There's like a little walkway where the cat can come back into the house through this side. But also in this field right here in the past, there's also been a cage here for the cats to actually be outside. But for the most part, these cats have been kept inside, usually go right here. Because the house is pretty big, so they jump on everything in the house, from the bed to the top of the counter, everything.
It's like a natural cat.
Yeah. So it's very much like a natural cat.
So how large are these, would an outdoor cage be? Like you're saying there was a cage there, is there going to be, are you planning on putting another cage for this cat to be outdoors in?
Yeah, but I don't know what would have to say. They have to instruct how they want the cage built.
Well, determining how it's built and the size of it are not the same thing. So how much space does this cat require if it was going to be in a cage outside to exist?
In the past, you could build it so I'm in control, said yes. But it would be, as far as height, really probably as high as the blue thing.
Okay. And if you have not owned one of these cats, how did you gain your experience? What is your background with handling these animals?
The previous owner, I cared for cats.
Okay. So were you there during the previous, as far as the word, escapes? I don't think that's the correct word, but, you know.
No, for 2021. Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't there. But before that, I guess.
Okay. And so you purchased this home from the previous owner?
Yeah, I'm the trustee.
So the previous owner is no longer in residence there?
No, he's on the property, but I'm there as well.
Okay. All right.
Is there an exit?
She's trying to get to the.
But the existing cage that is there now is my.
Yeah.
It's not there.
It was removed?
Yeah.
I think I would feel more comfortable if you had some sort of plan, some sort of drawing, some sort of sketch that could show me what this animal is going to be housed in. I am a huge advocate animal lover. I love animals more than I do people. Okay? And I just want to make sure it's done right. I want to make sure it's properly caged. I want to make sure it's architected, designed properly for this animal. And I'm not seeing anything. that could show me where this animal sanctuary is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the picture out of my phone.
You never can find them when you want to. It's an ongoing thing. Do you have any comments, John?
Yeah. According to staff's write-up, staff can correct me if I'm wrong, but it says, starting with the original use permit in 2008, the site has been approved for 6 use permits for exotic animals. And under no conditions did they ever meet all the conditions that they were given, including by the Board of County Commissioners.
That is correct.
And it was a constant issue for animal control.
I couldn't speak about animal control, but as far as what staff related regarding the fact that there were several applications in the prior years and the conditions were not met, therefore the applications expired, yes.
Now, was this for the site or for this individual?
For the site.
For the site.
So the applications go with the site, mm-hmm. not with the individual. So anyone okay. else can come and purchase that property. Whatever land use applications were approved on that site stay with the property. They don't move around with the property.
So the individual at that site is still there, according to the applicant.
Correct. That's what she stated, and I don't know.
So, no documentation, nothing was, according to this, the animal control exotic permit be obtained within 60 days of approval or any further application would not be supported. The applicant did not obtain the necessary permits, nor did they provide all necessary documentation to animal control. That's why I asked about that. In addition, this property has had 6 other use permits that expired due to the applicants not meeting conditions required. And the only difference is we have a different applicant, the same person living at the address.
Well, my question is, what happened to all the other exotic animals that were there?
According to what I'm reading, the serval cat needs about 600 to 900 square feet. And they should have grass. Can you tell me about the enclosure?
I think she was trying to find a photo while we were.
Does it have any grass or anything?
Grass?
Yes.
There's spacious grass, but.
So I will tell you one of my reservations right now. Because you were saying you want this cat, an exotic animal, and you were not able to give us any specifics. You are not able to give me a place of origin. You are not able to give me a weight. You are not able to give me, you know, what her dietary requirements were beyond chicken, which is concerning to me because I expect dog owners to have all of those information about their animals, let alone an exotic animal that has specialty requirements. So even based on, not even based on the fact that you do not have an image of what an enclosure should look like, whether that be a Google image of someone else's enclosure of what they have as a serval cat, I don't believe at this point that I would be able to approve this item with any confidence or good faith for both you and the animal. Because it seems like this is a consistent issue in reaching the situation that both you and the animal should be looking at based on the revoking of the animal control documents and permits.
I don't see, they have no knowledge of how to take care of this animal. And I feel like maybe she's the applicant, but the other guy is still living there, so I got a feeling there's something going on.
Yeah. That's the other part.
No, I live on the property.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't know anything about taking care of a serval cat, and I know people that have them. Mm-hmm. And it takes a person who knows and understands how to take care of a serval cat. They're not just like a kitten you go and you buy somewhere and bring it home.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that. I actually did care for the cats.
But you said you care for the cats. and that's my concern is you said you cared for the cats. Mm-hmm. However, when we asked you what their diet was, you could not list it. I know for a fact a serval cat should not only have chicken. It should be having raw beef. It should be having elk. It should be having a bunch of different, very expensive items.
Yeah,
but
you have that, but mostly it's chicken, and then from there, the breeder will tell us the geese and
That is the concern, is that you're relying a lot on the breeder to inform you when you should be, in my opinion, after 24 years or however many years you said you cared for these animals, have a better idea already of what this animal should have. So I do not believe I can, I believe I would have to go staff recommendation of denial. Does anyone have a, I will make a motion, but I want to make sure everyone's done talking.
I'm done.
All right, so I make a motion to deny this application in totality. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. You are denied here. You will have the opportunity to go speak before the, the BCC on the 8th. Again, this is a recommendation. So you will be an option to go speak on the 8th before the Board of Carbon Commissioners. They will be the final decider in this. And you can speak your case in front of them. But at this point, thank you for speaking. All right. Item 6, ZC24. Oh, would you like me to read all of these items together?
Yes, that would be
great. Okay. All right. Item 6, ZC240100CMR Realty LLC, zone change to reclassify 7.1 acres from industrial light IL zone and commercial resort CR zone to a CG commercial general zone, generally located 135 feet south of Spring Mountain Road and the west side of Procyon Street within Paradise. Item 7, VS240101CMR Realty LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Spring Mountain Road and Twain Avenue, and between Valley View Boulevard and Procyon Street within Paradise. Item 8, WS240102CMR Realty LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increase building height, and 2, allow modified driveway design standards. Design reviews for the following: 1, alternative landscape plan, and 2, commercial complex of 7.1 acres on a CG commercial general zone located 135 feet south of Spring Mountain Road on the west side of Procyon Street within Paradise. Item 9, TM245000027CMR Realty LLC, tentative map consisting of 1 commercial lot on 7.1 acres in a commercial general zone generally located 135 feet south of Spring Mountain Road and the west side of Procyon Street within Paradise.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
Let's agree 19-8 Festival Plaza Drive here on behalf of the applicant. This application is regarding a request to develop a commercial office. The subject site is a 7.1 acre parcel. We're located near the southeast or southwest, corner of Procyon Street and Spring Mountain. The site is zoned, it's split zoned IL and CR in this farm here with the land use designation of EM. The applicant was before you all just a couple weeks ago regarding a site just east of us for a similar project for this site here for a commercial development consisting of 7 buildings. With similar architectural design that we're proposing today, as well as the same waivers that we're requesting today. So based on that, the applicant is proposing a 6-building commercial shopping center with ingress and egress, one from Procyon Street, the other from our west on Valley View. We're proposing a 4-level parking structure there, where we're proposing 696 parking spaces where 275 are required. We're looking at a total of over 100,000 square feet of commercial space. And again, we're looking at a modern architectural design just to show you some
some of the elevation. So we have this here. I'll show you a couple of the renderings as well. Bear with me, please. So with that, the applicant is requesting a zone change, again, from the current IL and CR to CG. We feel that in this area is compatible and appropriate as it's undergoing a transition from what was once industrial to now multifamily and commercial in the area. And we feel that the additional commercial space will help provide services for the residential and multifamily that we're seeing in the area that's currently existing and those that were recently approved. The applicant is also requesting a couple of the waivers of development standards. The first is to increase the building height to 67 feet, where 50 feet is permitted. Again, this is the same request that we had in that parcel to, or for that project to the east that was approved. And with this being an entertainment mixed-use land use designation, the most intensive zoning district is CR that's permitted with an EM, and under that zoning you can build up to 100 feet, so we feel that 67 feet is significantly less than that in fitting for the area with the multifamily in the area that's also beyond the 50 feet there. The applicant's also requesting to allow a modified driveway, so we're looking to reduce the front depth for one of our driveways. It's this one to the northeast. And as you can see, we're looking to shorten the throat depth on the south side of the driveway. But if you look at the north side here, we have quite the distance, which will help mitigate any traffic from backing up on Procyon Street. So instead of coming here, if there's a conflict here, they can keep straight to kind of avoid that and keep the flow of traffic going there. The applicant's also requesting a design review for alternative landscape plan. We have a group of three trees, which are down here, that are set apart 36 feet on center, where 30 feet on center is the max for code. Despite that, we are providing significantly more trees than what's required. We're providing 114 trees, where 60 trees are required. In addition to the request that I just ran through, we are requesting to vacate 33-foot wide easements. I did highlight them here. Hopefully they're a little more clear. We have a 33-foot wide throughout the site, which are no longer required or needed as we'll be developing the site upon approval. And we're also requesting a tentative map. Staff is recommending approval on all requests. I thank you all for your time and consideration of the application, and I'm
here to answer any questions. All right. There are no questions from the public because there is no public. So I'm going to open it to the floor. You're not public.
No, I am.
Don't tell her.
All right. Board, does anyone have any comments, questions, concerns?
Yeah.
Does anyone would like to make the motion? No?
Okay. Which one is it?
All three.
It's all of them. 6 through 9.
So do I have to say 16?
You have to read all of them.
Stop it.
I'm 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, I'll put her out of it.
I make a motion to approve items 6, 7, 8, and 9.
All right. We have a motion for approval for items 6, 7, 8, and 9. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. You go to BCC on 8th.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Is there any general business?
No general business today.
All right. Comments by the general public. Would you like to make a general comment?
We're asking public.
Public, do you want to make a general comment?
Thank you. Good words.
The motion is.
And I have to tell you, I was thoroughly entertained by the idea. That's why I came.
Oh, the
so
cat?
To hear that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, I mean, John's been on the board long enough to remember
yeah.
his applications. You know. And so you would appreciate it more if you were here on the for the last 15 years. So,
they just, you know, they just don't, we never get qualified people.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some adjourn. I was just going to
say, yeah, like, guys,
I was like, 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 I was